Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are coming to you for some audio edification.
Yep.
We had a busy day today. We had to travel a little bit of a ways, and then we had to get ready, and we went and stood outside a heretical church that was having a, like, prayer rally for getting ready for some revival they're doing in a few months. And so we stood outside, and we told the truth about the gospel, and it was pretty interesting. We had a couple of seekers come up, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. A couple drove up in a car.
A couple in a car, and then a couple other people we talked to. But young brother Koo was there with us, and he mentioned how when light is shown and shined and preached, how the darkness comes out. We thought we'd let that be our theme today.
Yeah.
When darkness comes out, when the light is shine. Yeah, today we were peaceful on a public sidewalk. Everybody walked 500 feet out from the building to come talk to us, yet they called the police on us. The police were perfectly fine, and they said, you're fine. You're not doing nothing wrong.
Busy road,
yep.
Not a whole lot of other things around.
Several mockers came out. We talked to a couple in a car that seemed like seekers. Talked to a young man from Thailand that seemed like a seeker.
Yeah.
Talked to a lady that used to be a Catholic. I think she was drinking a little, but she kind of seemed like a seeker.
Yeah, something there.
And then some of the ladies came out from the church, and they were kind of mocking. And this one's interesting. Ready? We parked across the street at a public school building that was empty. There was 50 empty spots next to our vans.
Two women
walked all the way across the street, several hundred block, or like a whole city block.
Oh, yeah.
They walked over, told us we couldn't park there. And we said, is that a public school? Yeah. We pay taxes. That's a public school. I think we're fine there. I said, call the police. If they tell me to leave, I'll leave. They said, oh, we don't want that. I said, why don't you tell the guy right there parked next to us to leave? He's out there walking his dog. Oh, if I could, I would. I said, he's right there. They didn't go walking up to him. They walked across the street to try to run us off from street preaching.
It was a busy road. They had to stand there and wait quite a while to get over there, too.
That's crazy to me. I can't believe that they did that. And then when I said, call the police, I'll leave, they said, oh, no, we don't want that. And they turned around and they left.
Yeah.
So we had to resist them. We had to resist the mockers. But yeah, we did get to talk to some seekers. We'll have an audio up tomorrow on Lift Church Exposed. Worldly church puts on Super Bowl parties, false gospel, Assembly of God, lady pastors, all of that.
There were two people, a man and then later a woman, walked out of the building next door.
Yep.
They were both carrying their stuff. Walked by, I gave him a gospel card. He's like, what is this? And I told him, he's like, oh, thank you. And he took it and walked away. The woman, she goes, oh, I'm a Christian too. And I said, test yourself. She kind of was slowly walking away.
Yep.
And I quickly told her about the gospel and what was on the backside. She's like, well, thank you very much. And she walked off too. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a bonus Friday night preach. We never get preaches on Friday night usually.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bonus one. And so, yeah, that was pretty good. So today for our edification audio, we're going to do a theme about darkness and light. You want to go first, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you got this one. We don't even know what each other one has. John 1, 9 through 12?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. As I read that, I didn't grab the ones I wanted. It was talking about the light coming into the world,
the light
being Christ.
Christ
and
is the light.
They didn't want him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I got one to add to that. John 3, 19 through 21, one of my favorites. Jesus said, this is the condemnation. Light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and that they are wrought in God. I love those verses.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The light shines, and it forces people into the darkness because they don't like the light. They love their sin.
Right.
Your turn.
Matthew 12, 13 and 14. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held counsel against him, how they might destroy him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the light. They didn't like that light of him doing what he was doing, healing people. And
Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not, as God, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Talking about people of the world and how they reject Christ.
Yeah. How about this one? Let's see. Acts 19:22-26. So he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there rose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, bought no small gain into the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of a like occupation and said, Sirs, you know by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying they be no gods, which are made with hands.
Yeah.
It was a big deal then.
Yeah, light with the darkness.
Yep.
1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that verse a lot.
Oh, yeah. Luke 4. I had an extra one in there, 28 and 29. I'm sorry. Somehow I got another one in there. And they, and all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. They rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him into the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
He's talking truth and they don't like it.
Yep. Light and dark. They want to get rid of him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a few more.
Go ahead. Give us a few more.
Oh, well, I didn't know how many you had. So
I just have one more.
I have three.
Go for it.
Okay. Here's like the other side of it. I was reading all the dark ones. Here's a good one. Matthew 27:54. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
Yeah.
They went from the dark to the light.
Yep, amen.
I love that. And, oh, you want me to keep going?
Yep.
Okay. Acts 16:27-31. I love this one, too. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
Amen.
Isn't
and
that
it
awesome?
Says they went on and explained to him the things of the Lord.
Yes. Yeah. Want me to read my last
yep.
one?
Yep.
Okay. Acts 2:36-37. You know, I'm just going to say, I love this too because when I heard the gospel, what did I say? I said, what do we do?
Yeah.
It's exactly what I said, and this is one of my favorite verses. Acts 2:36-37. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
Yeah.
They went from dark to light.
And he told them, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. I just have 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. The day star arise in your hearts. I like that. So light and dark, it plays a big deal in God's word. The light is Christ, his word and the spirit. Darkness is this culture, Satan, sin all around us. And yeah, when we go out to preach, we see it. We see the light piercing and the darkness doesn't like it. It riles up and it gets in your face sometimes. It gets angry. Sometimes it gets physical. Sometimes it gets foolish and sometimes it can't even stand in the light. It has to flee.
Mm-mm. I had two things I wanted to share on there.
Go ahead.
If I could. Ephesians 6. This we know because what we're talking about. 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
It literally is a spiritual battle. And I was going to just say real quick about that time I was walking through the store. Walking through, there's people around, but I was like in the one aisle, and a man was coming toward me, and he was just staring straight ahead, and he stopped like 5 feet in front of me, stopped, jumped up in the air, and then just took off walking, not even blinking, not looking or nothing.
That's weird.
It is. There's strange things that go on there, and we were talking to a brother about that, how people make...
Gnash their teeth.
Yeah, gnashing.
Growl, bark like dogs.
Barking, and yeah, it is a spiritual...
Yeah, a lot of anger goes on out in the streets, too.
Yeah, it's like the spiritual realm is riled up when the gospel is preached.
Well, Christ told us to go out and be salt and light, so we do that, and light pierces the darkness, so that's our job. Tomorrow... we're going to go, and we got to head further south, and we're going to a big art festival with Brother Kuo, and we're going to stand out, we're going to preach the gospel, and we're going to call people to repentance, and we're going to shine the light of Christ there.
Maybe there'll be a seeker there.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some video and audio to come, and we'll have that post due, and we'll have another post on Lift Church to expose that, and I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else today, Sister Owen?
I'm just thankful to be a servant of the Lord and know His truth, because it's not confusing. It's there. It's rock solid. We can stand on it. We can count on it. And it guides our way. It's our light and
Amen.
Lamp unto our feet.
And it's our job, our reasonable service, to be out there shining the light in this dark world so other sheep can see it and answer the call.
Amen.
I love All right, we're gonna leave it right there. As the Bible says in John, walk in the light. As He is in the light.
Yeah.
All right. We love you all.
May God be praised.